We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Tom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
All right, as I told you, whenever Lou Gall or Neil Zorn need a day off, Christian Toto is with us, and he brings us the very best in entertainment. Different perspective, much different perspective, often than a lot of stuff you'll see coming out of pundits in this field. A lot of controversies, a lot of insight, particularly updates on cancel culture. Let's go to Christian Toto here on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Christian, welcome back to Philadelphia. Thanks for joining us.
Oh, thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Well, Dan didn't have a chance. I'm on the road. I'm on Long Island today for the Big Talk Radio convention. There's a lot of hot air here, and it's fooling around with the equipment, Christian. So,
I grew up there, so I hope you're enjoying
it. Where did you grow up on Long Island?
Actually, Great River specifically. Kind of slightly toward the east of the island. East Islip, okay. Islip are sort of the neighboring areas.
Okay. We're in Hofstra today. That's where are. So, yeah. So, Christian, what's the latest now on this whole issue of President Obama was addressing it this week and trying to tell us when cancel culture goes too far, as we know every day. What's happening on that front?
You know, it's interesting. You hear more people speaking out, and then you hear a few other voices who are saying, hey, cancel culture is pretty cool. Just a couple of celebrities who have been, I don't want to say pro-cancel culture dramatically, but they seem absolutely fine with it, including Seth Rogen and Tina Fey. And Tina Fey is interesting because she was basically decrying cancel culture a few years ago. It wasn't called that at the time, but people were trying to attack her for some of her jokes on her show, Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt, and she stood tall. She said, I'm done explaining my jokes. And, of course, now she's like, oh, you know, we need to hear other voices and we need to kind of learn and grow. And these new comedy rules are important. So, you know, you get a lot of that. But also you get people like John Lovitz, who just a day or two ago said, I'm sick of cancel culture. It's like the new McCarthyism. I can't stay quiet any longer. So there are people who are speaking the truth about this issue, but this is not going away.
Well, my theory is, and you're closer to it, but with Rogan and these others, look, they make their bones. Some of them do some things that are insensitive or out of bounds to me. Not that they don't have a right to do them. They become a bigger star, and then they turn on these others. I mean, that's exactly what I think they do, because that gives them more credibility, and maybe they think insulates them, but they made their name off doing the very things now that they think should be canceled or diminished in some way.
You're 100% right, and Rogan is a great example. If you look back at his movies, the early comedies like Knocked Up, it's mostly white casts, which is now unacceptable. You have to have diversity across the board, and it's entitled young white men who are kind of never growing up, and some of the humor is raw and the kind of jokes that you probably couldn't get away with today, which is silly because they're just jokes. We don't want to be mean-spirited and cruel for cruelty's sake, but sometimes guys act badly. Sometimes people in raucous comedies do outrageous things. It's kind of how it works. It happens in Bridesmaids, it happens in Animal House, but now we're not allowed to do that. And consequently, when was the last really, really gut-busting comedy you've seen? I'm going to tell you probably can't remember it because I can't remember it. So that's where we are today. You can't make really great comedies anymore.
No, exactly right. So, Christian, what are you watching first TV right now? What would you recommend?
A couple of things. Right now, if you have HBO Max, In the Heights is available today. It's also in theaters. It's a movie musical. It's from Lin-Manuel Miranda, who's in Hamilton. It goes on too long, and that's a shame because a lot of it is just absolutely joyous and fun and a good young cast. So if you love musicals, absolutely check this out. Just know it's going to go on way past the point where it should stop. So that's out now. Also, A Quiet Place Part 2 is a very good sequel. I didn't think it was as good as the first one, but that's in theaters as we speak. And I want to mention another movie that I loved in the 80s, and it just came out on Blu-ray. It's called Sweet Liberty with Alan Alda. And he plays a professor who writes a historical book, and Hollywood comes calling, and they make it into a movie. And, of course, they destroy the book. They make it into a romance and a comedy. He's like, that's not what I wrote. So it's kind of a gentle satire in Hollywood. It's very sweet. Michael Caine, Michelle Pfeiffer. It's funny. So if you've never seen Sweet Liberty, it's now available on Blu-ray, and I really recommend it.
Since we have you and you're the guy that we turn to for this, I see that Harrison Ford is doing Indiana Jones 5. And I was doing a national show last night and across the country. I was amazed at how plugged in and how much people like sequels, how they savage a bad sequel. But when they find a franchise they like, they don't want to give it up. I mean, these guys sounded so good. I thought some of them were professionals. So what do you think about this move by Harrison Ford?
I'm really conflicted. I think there are three very good Indiana Jones films. The fourth one, I think, is universally derided as being not worthy of the franchise. And, well, you know, Harrison Ford was the movie star when I was growing up, and he's a great actor, and he's all the things. He's also in his late 70s, and he's playing an action hero. And, I he looks very good for his age. I don't want to be ageist. But there's something seemingly uncomfortable about a fellow that old playing in an action franchise. It feels odd. But you know what? It's a franchise we love, the character we love. If they can kind of bring back the magic, I'm all for it. If anyone can do it, it's Harrison Ford. But it's taken forever to get done. Steven Spielberg bowed out. He directed the first four movies. So I am I'm skeptical of it. But we do love sequels. I think there's a real nostalgia play with sequels that taps into our kind of comfort zones. And I think in this troubled time where we're all kind of at each other's throats, I think we kind of look to that.
Oh, without a doubt. So is there a favorite sequel or franchise for Christian Toda?
Oh, gosh. That's a tough one. I feel like they all hit their marks and they kind of have their weak spots. For every great Bond movie, there's a terrible Bond movie. You know, I think in recent years, both the Mission Impossible series and the Fast and Furious movies, they've had some, mediocre installments, but they seem to have really hit the formula square on the nose. They know exactly what we want. They know exactly how to deliver it. It's not pretentious. It doesn't go in directions where we don't expect it. And they're just enjoyable. They're roller coaster rides. And I really appreciate that. It's unpretentious. It's cool. And, with the Fast and Furious movies, there's a sense of family. With the Mission Impossible, the stunts are just literally jaw-dropping. And Tom Cruise often does a lot of them as much as he can. So I think those two modern franchises really kind of get it, and I like that.
Well, I have to say, you know how much I admire you. I despise Fast and Furious. It does nothing for me. So with you saying it, I have to – but it does deliver for those that want that. It has to do what they do at the box office and be up to number 9 and to have John Cena speaking Mandarin. I mean, it's got everything.
Yeah, listen, they're big, they're dumb. The laws of physics don't apply in those movies, and they're not for everyone's
Absolutely.
Taste. But if you're looking for like a big screen movie that, brings the entertainment and has lots of kind of colorful characters who you've gotten to know over the years, that's what it does. Again, it's not trying to reinvent the franchise. It just knows what works, and there's something to be said about that.
Where did we find all things Christian Toda?
Well, my website is HollywoodInToto.com. I also write for The Daily Wire, Real Clear Investigations, and Newsbusters.
Tom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.